Normally, I try to do the, you know, like I do at the end of the end of the practice lead, so it's similar to that. So if I mention merely labeled, you know, go like that seven times to root of the. Well, if you can think it properly, then of course that's very powerful. So, however, so in the mind, you think I, others, merits, enlightenment, everything are empty. You know, or empty of existing from their own side, you see. Empty of the real, what is appearing from there, you see. You, either you, with that awareness, you dedicate, or with awareness, you know, mere level I, mere level others, mere level merits, mere level enlightenment, whatever. So with that awareness and dedicate, other way looking at it, see, empty or by, it's your awareness in the dependent arising, merely labeled. So you can do it other way. So, recite, say, I and others, as a, myself and others' merit dedicated to its enlightenment. I dedicate my and others' merit to its enlightenment. So, what is Tibetan here is myself, that I, Shen's others' merit is dedicated to its enlightenment, as it says. So, do it seven times. So, in meditation, then all those you see, yeah, I think we made it labeled, you know. Or what they appear real to you, something real on their own side, you know, it's empty. It's a hallucination. You know, like that. So this way the dedication is done by seeking the emptiness, which protects when anger, heresy arises, cannot destroy the merits. Okay. So please do that seven times.
I dedicate my merits and those of all others to the great enlightenment. I dedicate my own merits and those of all others to the great enlightenment. I dedicate my own merits and those of all others to the great enlightenment. I dedicate my own merits and those of all others to the great enlightenment. I dedicate my own merits and those of all others to the great enlightenment. I dedicate my own merit and those of all others to the great enlightenment. I dedicate my own merits and those of all others to great enlightenment.
Okay. okay. You have done already the form, I suppose.
Mm-hmm.
It was done, no?
Yes.
It was done before. Yeah, this you see, maybe we'll sleep tonight. But the yeah, emptiness in this part, in this section, emptiness might be. I mean, those who have experience in that—that's different. you know, who is able to recognize what is object to be reputed, what is hallucination? Who is able to recognize? then it's easy. Also, then once you're able to recognize what is the object to be reputed to, or what is the hallucination. There's a false view of the false object, then that's apprehended by the ignorance. That's apprehended by the ignorance holding, you know, a true existence. You see, apprehending. You see, who is able to recognize that? You know, then that person has an idea of what's empty of, you know, and a recognition of emptiness, you know, what's the emptiness. So that's correct idea of emptiness, and so, you know, then try to get to that point, you see. and those who have many experiences then can go immediately to on that emptiness. But otherwise, maybe it's good. It might be good in this part to use different techniques, different meditation techniques. Don't want you to do the APM empty. Yeah. And so on. Then, you see, to like the Dhammakaya meditation in the sadhana, Dhammakaya meditation, like that. So you, each session, maybe good idea to use different ways of mental emptiness technique. You know, maybe also when you do retreat, this also might be good. Like when you do, not only here, but when you do, high standard deities retreat, you know, each time when you meditate Dhammakaya. So, these are same idea you can use there. Maybe different techniques. Generally, whichever technique is more powerful, effect on your mind, you apply that. But however, you know, it might different techniques so that if not one technique is more effective, another technique is more effective. So you see, to kind of to a different taste or like that. It's all tea, but different taste of tea. So it's like that. That might be a good idea, you know. But this, we should know that this point is one of the very important point of meditation in practice. You know, as you know, the Lam Rim, emptiness is one basic one, you see. This is the only one that this wisdom understanding. This is the only one directly cut the delusion and defilements. You know, it's only this one directly cut the root of samsara. So this is the only one. So therefore, this quite important in our daily practices or the retreat to meditate on emptiness, to try what you can, you know, effective as possible. Then sometimes, you know, due to your strong guru devotion and a lot of merit in purification, support of this, it's possible. Suddenly you can have experience. So like that. So maybe anyway. Not tonight. Maybe. So we try that tomorrow other times. So. So this you saw the word and you heard new word which you never heard before. That's the emptiness only. You never heard anybody's translation. Anyone's translation. This is the first time, probably. So the Tibetan word, you see, so Dongba is empty. Dongba is empty. So that can be, see, Dongba is empty. Then, so there's a, you see, there's ordinary emptiness, like sky, absence of substantial phenomena. Space is absence of substantial phenomena. So it's, you know, it's ordinary, it's also emptiness. Then cup is empty of tea, ordinary. So cup is empty of tea, and the stomach is empty of food. You know, stomach's empty of food. So anyway, so that all these, you see, absence of substantial phenomena. So all these are you see, ordinary emptiness. You know, say, purse, you know, purse is empty of money. So all that. So all this, say, ordinary emptiness. So therefore now, have to pacify. What kind of emptiness? Have to pacify. So, Dongba Ni, so the word, then extra word comes in, Ni. In Tibetan, you see, Ni. Not just on Dongba, but Ni. So Ni, say, cuts the ordinary emptiness. Only, you see, cuts the ordinary emptiness, you know. And cuts ordinary emptiness, and then what kind of emptiness? You know, then you see, emptiness off. See, so also like this. And I think Mother Mega teachings or in the Lambrim comes also this. So. So, say the so if the bell is empty of bell, then that means the bell is non-existent. If this bell is empty of bell, you know, then you see, then bell is non-existent. You see, it negates itself. So same thing with all the rest of the phenomena. If the house is empty of house, then it negates the conventional truth. You see. So means the house doesn't exist. it's another way of saying house is non-existent. It's not house. The house is non-existent. So that you see. So therefore, you see, while the bell is existing, it's empty. So while it is existing, it's empty. So it's not empty of bell, but it's empty of something. Empty of something about the bell. So empty of say bell existing by nature. The bell empty of the bell, that which say, appeared and bled by one's own ignorance, not the see, bell, not merely imputed by the mind. So that, so truly existent, not merely imputed by mind. So that bell, you see, that bell doesn't exist, appears to us that way, and we believe that way, but it is not there. It doesn't exist at all. So that bell is total hallucination. False. Well, that's totally empty, non-existent, you know. Total non-existent right there. So the bell is totally empty of totally empty of existing from its own side. So now here, you see, when you meditate, then it becomes, you see, emptiness only. You see, so now, so your mind maintaining this, you know, emptiness only, you know, but by cutting ordinary emptiness, the devoid of the in true existence. The emptiness totally negated the object to be reputed. There's no in the view of your mind, you see, no appearance of conventional truth. Totally non-existent, the object of reputation, the true, you know, the object appearing truly existent, totally, and that one's totally non-existent, totally empty. Not space, but like space. And it's in the view of your mind. So during that time. However, somebody who, you know, see emptiness, you know, realize emptiness, see emptiness. not just looking at sky, you know. Not just like absence of people in the house, you know, how empty house with some people, like absence. Not that. Not like absence of tea in the mouth, not like that, but empty. I guess that person mind who see emptiness is a, you know, something very intensive, something very strong, very intensive. In the view of that mind, there's no, during that time, there's no such thing, this and that. This is I, meditator, this is emptiness, you know. Like this. There's no dual, you know, there's no subject and object. That kind of there's no such thing, discrimination like that during that time, you know. There's no this and that. And so forth, the phenomena that which appears and that which you apprehend inherently existing as total, so a total absence of that, total non-existence of that.
So in the abbreviated sadhana,
Om Sobhava Shudo Savadama Sobhava Shudo
All phenomena are empty by nature and thus become emptiness only. While there are emptiness, a palm appears, and from this comes a variegated lotus. At its center is a white broom that completely transforms into the special mansion, square with four gates and so forth. From the womb at my heart, rays of light are emitted, reaching the eight pure lands. All becomes empty only.
The mantra, the for long life, for as soon as. And a lot of virtuous friends, a lot of holy beings, all their wishes to be succeed immediately. And I'm going to say this mantra. Then every single hell beings to be quickly liberated from all the suffering causes, you know, to bring them full enlightenment. And every single hungry ghost to be freed from all the suffering causes and bring them to enlightenment. Every single animal is to be free from all the suffering causes and bring them to enlightenment. And every single human being is to be free from all the suffering causes and bring them to enlightenment. I'm going to recite the mantra, every single mantra, to free and every sura being from all the suffering causes and bring them to enlightenment. And I'm going to recite the mantra, every single asura is from all the suffering causes and bring them to enlightenment. To free them from all the suffering and causes and bring them to enlightenment. I'm going to recite each mantra, every single prayers, every single intermediate being from all the suffering and causes and bring them to enlightenment. It's free them from all the sufferings and causes and bring them to enlightenment. as quickest as possible, and by myself alone. So that, therefore, then, say, I'm going to say, recite this mantra, as I go, chants that mantra. And this was for the world peace. So I think what I mentioned before, the noble experience of noble experience of war, famine, and disease for the poverty, intensive of fire, water, earth, all the problems, all the unresolved things, and what they experience now to be pacified in the world, and they never experience in the future. And success all the and the FMT projects and the every all the centers including LMB and the material projects for the success.
At my heart, on a moon disk, is the resounding mantra circle. From these rays of light are emitted, purifying all the negativities and defilements of all sentient beings.
As well as the different protectors. So, oceans of, uncontaminated bliss, in very extended jewel content, everything like that, or they call the high tantra in the skull, like that. Then, by offering to offering to each different deities, protectors, of these myriad fruits, then generated into bliss, fully inspired to generate infinite bliss within them, and fully inspired that for that cause to fully inspire to grant the peaceful obstacles and to grant all the success, your wishes, whatever, and the wishes and prayers. So all those things which I mentioned, essence, beginning of the session, during the session, before we recite mantra, so like that. Then whatever particular success, you want to achieve, remember those. Remember those, and then request, and you see, then fully accept to grant help immediately. Then near the end, there's also worldly there, but, the landlord and the Nagas, world-giving protectors, Nagas, then also the Devas, then all the, how many there are, all these, Asuras, so the groups, the worldly deva, worldly see beings, eight groups called Deji. In particular, all the Nagas, there was landlords in these areas. So it includes the whole world, Tibet and the whole world you offer, then in particular in the area who are being street, you see. Then asking them to help. Inspired and help. it's very good. If you have danger, I mentioned here. So this is very good before you travel, to not have obstacles. And particular the, to offering to Deji, this powerful, this groups of worldly beings, they're very powerful. they are connected with the Vedas in their control. So you see, they are basically due to people's karma, you know, of course, holding to do with people's karma, need karma done in the past, you know, need to cause the delusion karma. So that's the main cause. And whatever the so things, what they did then, those these devas, you know, they're kind of upset and angry, and then they come, then they can harm, a lot of harms, you know, storms and hell storms, you know. They can dropped no rain. So that also nagas, you know, they receive harm, naga pollutions from people, destructions to their place, and then all these they can cause all these things. unsuccess to the people, you know, sicknesses and unsuccess, you know, many obstacles can cause in the life. So anyway, to the country. So, normally, traveling or before you build a monastery or a house or so you do these things before you start those big projects or things, so that everything goes smooth by asking them to help, you know, to say, you know, to not cause obstacles. And so it's quite very common this is done when they do tantric wrathful actions that you know evil beings interferes who harm many sentient beings or many holy beings or things you know cause much of certain through tantric wrathful action, highest tantric practice in wrathful action. When peaceful means cannot fit to those evil beings, then you use tantric wrathful action. Externally there can be violence, but the motivation is great compassion. You know, of course, anyway, externally is kind of a violence action, but that correct way to do is that without danger, without becoming negative karma to yourself, to the practitioner oneself who engages that action, is by having unbearable compassion to that being, to those evil beings, that like the Bodhisattva's story, you can sacrifice your life, you know, to be born in the hell realm, for that evil being. So like that, you have to have great compassion. In the background, you know, the act motivation of the act has to be great compassion. Like that, then of course, even more qualified is realization of emptiness. You know, to do such those wrathful actions. Like that. Then, you know, stable divine pride that you are the deity. The clear appearance, you know, realization of generation stage, like that. Yourself is deity, clear appearance, and especially in a very stable, say, divine pride that you are the deity. So, stable concentration, that. So, on the top of Lam Rim, then having those. And then you are qualified to do these, you know, these activities. So transfer, you know, you hook the conscience of the being and then transfer in the pure land. So that's the practice. You see, transfer. You hook that being's consciousness into the, the figure that was made. Then you shoot the conscious. You throw the dharma, and then, you see, then that's, by throwing that, then the dharma with the design flames, how about the restful dharma useful, that with your meditation. So anyway, doesn't need to tell detail things here at the moment. So that person's that being conscious is, you know, then shoot up in the pure land, and so that it's written that being doesn't have to engage anyone in karma and many other beings like that. But it's quite commonly done in monasteries and by those of, you know, qualified geishas or teachers, you know, qualified the tantric practitioners like that. So it might be a little bit strange. It might sound a little bit strange. It might be a little bit strange getting into details. But I did mention in the letter to Bush, you know, letter to the Bush. I gave some idea of this, that if you request to the you know, especially particular, there are many religions, but particularly the Tibetan Mahayana, the leaders of each tradition, you know, the monasteries, if you request, they can puja for months and years. And this way, you can't, you know, you don't have to, your own people don't have to die. Army, your own militaries, your own people don't have to die. And you don't have to, there's no side effect, you know, there's, you know, you don't, it's only focused on that particular person. So there's no danger to any other people. You know, you don't kill them. Many other people get killed in your own country. People, so many get killed. You don't have that danger. In this case, that you know, and how much one muscle, not muscle, missile? How much one? Lama used to call, you know, muscle the monk. Who's been working for now quite a number of years, very hard for me to approach it, and for the organization. So Lama always called Marcel. In the Lama's book, that, you know, Lama write the expenses, you know, how much money borrowed, how much money went away. Expenses, but then also Dharma notes. One page, one side Dharma notes. Dharma notes, you know, yeah. Very effective teaching, the permission is on the Dharma notes. Then other side, expenses. The money, you know, yeah, money to Iskandro, money to myself, Peter, the, you know, money after money came, gone, you know. Then next, then another page also Dharma notes. Anyway, let's just remember Marshall, something. So anyway, one missile cost, I think, probably a few millions of dollars. So I said, here the expenses, not hardly anything. if you sponsor many. You can sponsor many monasteries in different traditions, you know, for the four different traditions. I mean, also, of course, the Sri Lanka, Burma, of course, many monks can pray too. There are many pure monks, so they pray with much power. And it reaches very powerful sutras, you know. Anyway, so, then, of course, particularly Tibetan, Tantra method. So anyway, just Robert, yeah, mentioned that. Just, but it might be a little bit strange, but anyway, I thought to, anyway, open my ideas. where it cost nothing, hardly anything, and then, you know, if you compare one missile, you see, how many million dollars cost. So anyway, and world people don't have to, different countries, they don't have to get upset And that doesn't upset so many other Muslims, you see. but of course the war makes so many Muslims get upset like that. But here, like this, you know, it's only focused that very person. It's this so nobody knows, is it in other countries or something. So there's no protest or nothing upset to the government, you know, the country, because they comparing war here, nobody knows. So anyway, what I'll say. I was thinking very strange, you know, not using the spiritual to solve the problems. There are so many religions in the world. So this practice, you see, so if you have problems, you know, like hurricane or tornado, you see,